Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with head football coach of Valley Falls, Dwight Hofstra, after a tough loss last week to a very good St. Mary's team. Coach, your overall thoughts on the game?
I thought we came out and we competed. We went down swinging. We scored. We won the second half. We scored those two late ones, which was good for our guys, good for our momentum. St. Mary's is a really good team. They're extremely disciplined. They do a really good job. Their offensive line is sweet, and they got a big guy that's hard to tackle, and Kelleherla is pretty slippery. So they do their thing very well, and we, you know, let them perform well.
In terms of trying to take away some positives the way you can, as you mentioned, you guys won the second half getting those two scores. How do you guys tell your kids to hang your heads high and try to move forward with some optimism going into next week?
Well, I think it's just, you know, knowing that St. Mary's comes out of that conference and playing Silver Lake and Rock Creek, we knew they were going to be a good team coming in. We want to focus on what we could do to get better. And come out and be competitive, you know, as a home game, and you never know what will happen in a football game. So, you know, some positives were I thought that our offensive line did a much better job than previous games in the season. I thought our defensive line looked all right, and our, you know, our secondaries got beat on some plays, and then we as a team were just not as strong or as big or as tough or as experienced as St. Mary's was.
In terms of trying to turn things around for that secondary, what are you guys trying to do for your game plan ahead of your game against McLouth?
Well, for McLouth, I know that they like to, on film, they like to pack the box and do that power, overloaded, sort of run downhill thing. So our secondary will get a lot of tackling work this week, hopefully, be able to fill the box, and we'll see who can step up and make big impacts.
Going to take a quick break. We'll have more here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat, I'm with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra ahead of their game against McLouth. Now, Coach, this is a team, of course, that has had to forfeit two of the last three games. So how difficult is it trying to prepare for a team that hasn't been able to play much lately?
Well, it's a little tough. You just don't get as much film on them. Coach Freeman was exceptional. He sent his week four with JCN. We traded the last 2 weeks. So we got that half against Mission Valley. They played, and they looked good there. And that full game against JCN, they scored on JCN, did some nice things against them too. So they do some tough stuff on film. That 41, I think, is his number. It runs really hard and runs downhill. So hopefully we can pack the box and stop that from happening.
In terms of your guys' offense, trying to stay healthy, how difficult has that been as we're now three-quarters of the way into the year?
The most difficult, it's been very difficult. You know, going to 11-man, we were excited that we had players, but then we've had a lot of them, have some issues with, you know, grades, and we had a couple concussions up front. So our offensive line has been probably different every game to start. Rotating some guys in, finding what works, seeing what we can do to, you know, move the ball forward. Our skill guys have stayed pretty healthy. We got one with banged up ribs that he's starting to work his way back in. I want to get him on the field too. It's a process, and you got to know how to take care of your body and, you know, manage the long run.
Not to get ahead of ourselves here, but taking a look ahead, I mean, you guys certainly have some winnable games on the schedule for the rest of the year. How are you trying to take it week by week and make sure that you take care of business in district play?
Well, I think just, you know, I heard Coach Kleiman from K-State the other day said that the seasons, you know, for them, 12 one-week seasons instead of one big 12-week season, and I really like that, and I've been telling a couple of the guys here, you know, this is just a an eight-week regular season. It's an eight-week regular season, but, you know, each of those is a one-week season. So, I mean, you do everything you can to prepare and go 1-0 each day against each opponent for Friday without looking downhill. And then, you got to see the road that's right in front of you before you step off and start walking.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck this Friday. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.